Okay, Danala has asked me to ask a question, answer a question. The question is, as an experienced shadchan, what
key for successful dating?
What is the key for successful dating? A good shadchan. No, what is the key? The key is the fact. Well, if Nala really wants me to talk about this, I have a lot to say about this. I feel funny condensing my words in a 3-minute answer, but I'll mention a few points that are worthy of consideration. Firstly, the key thing is, one more time, the question was, what are the key things?
What is the key for successful dating?
The key for successful dating. Well, one thing is, a person has to realize, one of my mottos, it's almost like a mantra, it's hard to find the shidduch. It's hard to find a good boy, it's hard to find a good girl. Those two mantras go together. Since it's hard to find one, so what you have to do is realize is instead of having all these requests and anticipations that have to be so handsome and so bright and so successful and so such a reputation, I mean, you have to have certain acronym that you know that this is exactly what I'm looking for. I want these certain qualities, but the measure of them, how much they are, this is not realistic. And it's hard to find the shidduch. So that has to be realized. Secondly, there has to be a reason. Only will have people drag defeat the shidduchim. The only place the Torah ever says al ta'achro sivt Eliezer, it goes away. Al ta'achro, but otherwise, people delay. Things have to come to an end. When it comes to shidduchim, it is the highest priority, more important than anything else. Everything stops for that. I gave the Torah. I know Rav Volba held this. I know the Rav Benish held. There can be no delay when it comes to shidduchim, and. Is to realize that this romantic concept, which is actually an advantage, cutesy shidduchim are not a good idea to try and avoid. People think, oh, just we happened to have met there at that time, that must mean that we're meant to be. You have to have a little more aspect of shidduchim. And one other point I will mention, which is realize that shidduchim is really a process which leads to marriage, obviously, and that process is not over. I always wonder why is it that these couples in their Sharim, Chassidim, they get married, they have wonderful marriages, they don't know each other when they get married. And I think it's because they understand that they have to work on maybe after they get married, they start dating. That's what happens. You have the sweethearts from Teaneck, or I'm sorry I said a name, from anywhere, that have been dating for 3 years through high school, they get married, and they think everything will just be fine in the end. It doesn't work out that way. They work constantly dynamically. Okay, if Nala wants more information and a different opportunity, I'll be happy to give greater detail.